a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect Podcast. I'm also the movies and pop culture guy for KSL 5 today, and this is my review of Godzilla vs. Kong from Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers Studios. Both Godzilla and King Kong have a long history on the big screen. The original King Kong movie in 1933 is now in the National Film Registry as one of the most significant movies ever made. Godzilla has appeared in over 32 different movies since he debuted in 1954 in Japan. These two titans faced each other once in a movie before in 1962's King Kong vs. Godzilla, but it was a stop-motion ape versus a guy in a rubber suit, and it looked the part. Now, in 2021, we get another larger-than-life battle between the two, and this time, it looks just like you would imagine. Godzilla vs. Kong continues the shared universe story that began with the 2014 film Godzilla and continued through 2017's Kong Skull Island and 2019's Godzilla King of the Monsters. In this new movie, scientists who are studying King Kong are also trying to keep him from being noticed by Godzilla, who is Earth's unquestioned alpha titan, and they believe would come to assert his dominance if he knew about Kong. Well, as you can tell by the title of the movie, that doesn't last long. The humans believe that these giant monsters come from the center of the Earth, which just so happens to be hollow, and the source of some enormous power that they want to harness, and they believe Kong can lead them to it. When they try to take Kong to the entry point, guess who shows up? Now, believe it or not, there are some surprises in the movie that I want to avoid spoiling, so I'll stop there with the plot. There are a bunch of people in the movie, some of whom you'd recognize, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights, and Brian Tyree Henry from Atlanta, but the humans in this movie are obviously secondary to the main attraction, and they're really dislikable. and they're the reason you're watching this movie in the first place. The massive monster fights, and boy, does this movie deliver on those. Kong and Godzilla themselves look amazing. Kong in particular actually has some believable facial expressions and realistic looking movements, and when the two behemoths battle it out, the movie definitely gets it right. So much punching, so much roaring. But what are you expecting? This is a total popcorn movie, and I have expected to hear people cheering the fights like at a boxing match in the movie theater. They battle on land and on sea, and each one has moments where you're both amazed and tempted to just laugh at the over-the-top nature of the fights. I watched it on the IMAX screen at Megaplex Valley Fair, and it was the perfect size screen to capture the essence of two giants duking it out. I'll admit that I really did not enjoy the previous two movies in the series, but Godzilla vs. Kong was way more entertaining to me than those others combined. As for warnings, it's rated PG-13 for monster violence and probably language, though nothing that I really noticed. Little kids might get scared by the monsters fighting and maybe the overwhelming size and intensity of everything. And I mentioned earlier about people maybe cheering the fights. They might have, but it gets so loud during those fight scenes that you'd never know what else was happening in the theater. For grown-ups, the only warning I might give is that it's probably best to try not and overthink it. This is what I call a sure why not movie. Stuff is so over the top and ridiculous that you finally stop worrying about what's believable and just say, sure, why not? It's obvious to see that the filmmakers did make an attempt to create some monster lore and back history for Godzilla, Kong, and the other giant creatures you've seen in the film series, but the problem is they don't make much of an effort to explain it, and so you just kind of don't care. Kind of like the filmmakers didn't care about most of the humans in the cast. But I have to say, I was entertained. This movie is exactly what it looks like. You're not going to go see it for some high and mighty reason or to discuss it at the nuances of it at dinner parties, even if we were still allowed to have those. You want to watch giant monsters punch and roar and shoot energy beams from their mouths, and that's exactly what you get. I give Godzilla vs. Kong 2 out of 4 stars, but it is definitely an enthusiastic 2 out of 4 stars. There are 2 places where you can watch it, but only 1 place where you should watch it. Godzilla vs. Kong is available for streaming at home on HBO Max. If you have HBO with your cable or satellite subscription, it includes access to HBO Max. If not, you can pay the $14.99 a month subscription fee and watch it on the app. But this movie demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible. As I mentioned earlier, I highly recommend you watch this in theaters if you can, preferably in IMAX. Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful. I invite you to check out some of my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming on KSLTV.com or the KSL TV app. I'll see you there.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.